Today's lesson is setting the scene. It's the preparation for the next lesson about getting rid of blockages and stuck spots in the pelvis and learning how to hold a feel with your whole body in the saddle. Dwell on those words for a moment. Learning how to hold a feel with your body in the saddle. Those are really simple words for a very big concept that turns out to be quite simple, really, when we approach it with my no struggle, doing it the easy way philosophy. The pelvis and the spine are an important key to the circuit of energy that is the horse and rider melded together as one being. Let's dwell on those beautiful words for a moment too. The circuit of energy that is the horse and rider melded together as one being. Oh, gives me goosebumps just thinking about it. Within that circuit of energy, you will have an ability to hold a conversation with your horse with the flexion of your spine and pelvis. And your horse can hold their part of that conversation with their spine and their pelvis. When they are in their comfort zone and in the self-carriage that comes from that comfort zone. Because as you know from your previous lessons, a horse in their comfort zone is in self-carriage. And if they're not in self-carriage, they're not in their comfort zone. Now here is the good news for those of us who have less than perfect pelvis flexion. Good news for those of us who are a little older and a little more knocked around by life and horses. You can get that circuit of powerful energy. You can achieve the oneness with your horse with a less than perfectly flexible pelvis, so long as your stirrups are short enough to allow you to achieve a pelvis and spine flexion. Longer stirrup lengths require a greater pelvic flexion to achieve this circuit of energy. So, those of us who are a little bit more knocked around by life can relax. We can still have the magic holy grail. The psoas muscle is the key to the magnetic butt part of the circuit of energy. It's the most important muscle for a rider. The psoas muscle needs to be parallel to the abdominal muscles, and that's fundamental to the effortlessly powerful core that we're looking for when you're riding. When you're in the right position, the magnetic butt that you've been learning in this course, the psoas lines up with the abdominals to produce a set of parallel muscles that are many, many times stronger than either muscle by themselves. It's those parallel muscles, the core that is formed by those parallel muscles, that is the foundation for a butt that is magnetized into the saddle no matter what's going on. This is the human version of self-carriage, where you're able to sit on a horse and carry yourself without any gripping with the legs or hanging onto the reins for any kind of balance. The psoas is also fundamental to the truly independent legs looked for by advanced riders. Independent legs means legs that can work independently of the upper body. I can explain in great detail how emotions affect the body and why, because this is an area of special expertise for me. But rather than drown you in detail for this lesson, suffice to say that the psoas is a kidney muscle, and the kidney, and thus the psoas, is adversely affected by fear, nerves, anxiety, and the like. There are also two other kidney muscles. The upper trapezius that attaches to your neck and runs across the top of your shoulders, and the iliacus, another important pelvic muscle that works with the psoas to flex the thigh and to bend the lumbar portion of the spine and the pelvis forwards. The psoas is the most problematic of all the muscles in the body though, because fear, nerves and anxiety get in the way of its contribution to the pelvic flexion and to the parallel muscles that form the strong core that a rider needs for stable, strong, safe, and happy riding for both rider and horse. So, lucky we found a simple way to fix it then, hey? This might be more information than some of you want too, but it explains why it is easier said than done for some people to hold a great riding position once the horse starts moving. This is why it's so important to work our comfort zones to the nth degree with the earlier lessons that you've had, and especially with lesson 71 with its baby steps to reprogram our bodies into being able to hold our magnetic butt with small movements of our horse. And here's the good news. These baby steps in a comfort zone for you and your horse are the answer to being able to hold that magnetic butt in movement. The comfort zone work that you've been already doing for horse and rider, and the work that you've already done releasing fright imprints, and the other work you've been doing in the chair, has already started to release your psoas muscle. The same has been happening for your horse. Every layer of fear, nerves, and anxiety that you have helped your horse to process and release while waiting for the chew has been releasing pressure and stuck spots and blockages in their psoas muscle, in their upper trapezius, and in their iliacus, all those muscles that I was talking about earlier, to create the smoothly functioning pelvis that is fundamental to the proper movement of your horse's hindquarters. Your hindquarters is that engine that drives their body forwards. These kidney muscles being in balance are a fundamental part of self-carriage for your horse too. And for you dressage aficionados, your horse's upper trapezius functioning well and happily enables your horse to lift up his shoulders and really come up in front of you with joyfulness and expression. Picture it. It's the muscle that runs through the top of the neck, at the base of the neck where the neck meets the shoulders, and it's from there that the neck bend truly starts. Play with that in your chair now. Move your neck as if you were a kitten being picked up by the scruff of its neck by its mother, and curve your back to go with that movement of your neck, and notice what happens to your head position and how soft your neck and your poll and jaw feels when you do that, and how good that feels compared to being held in by the head and mouth like so many of us were taught to do with our horses. This same self-carriage is essential to the circuit of powerful energy that dressage riders are looking for. For all the other kinds of riding too, anyone who is looking for oneness between horse and rider will need this circuit of energy. It will just have a gentler and slightly different feeling that is still fundamental to the oneness, no matter what kind of riding that you do. Look, I get goosebumps even talking about this. Thus, you can see that the comfort zone work you've been doing in listening to yourself and to your nerves to make yourself safe is a pivotal part of fast-tracking brilliant riding. Fast-tracking the circuit of powerful energy and fast-tracking the melding of horse and rider into one being. So this is how we do it. This is how we fast-track. This is how we can fast-track that circuit of powerful energy that melds the horse and rider into one being. Wow. Your next lesson will be giving you a new tool to release stuck spots in your pelvis that are getting in the road of brilliant riding. These may have nothing whatsoever to do with horses, but are still getting in the way of good pelvic flexion on your horse. Part of this lesson is giving you what is probably your first taste of what it's going to be like to ride with the feel of your whole body. Oh, that's a seriously beautiful feeling. And I don't know about you, but I can't wait.